Blog Talk Radio.
Asia Malone. Yeah. Big town. Big town, big town. Coming for you.
Coming for you. Coming for you.
Be on the lookout. Watch this. Asia Malone and Dig, top of the biz. Now what you really think this is? You was a first class, certified postal service. Official on the stamp, well I'm no debris posting it. Listen to music, coaches, focus, yeah, and I'm showing it. Giving them something to talk about, approaching this, to show this list. I give them my hottest fan along with my hottest vocalist. I come onto the stage, I rage, it's vocalist. Your national performance was all out, atrocious kid. And you said I wouldn't go far, but I'm the new EWF, yeah, such a shining star. Yeah, it hurts to miss these things, I know what pierce your heart. I know what hurts to break your ice when your soul is hard. And I don't do beats, and you can call me what you want, but that route isn't for me. I like to run a route that before the CD, so deep I'm past the first down that you'll never catch me. I'm out of this league. And I'm coming for you, throwing it long. Here we go. Hear the sirens, blink up, yes, yes, we straight firing. The weapons on the scene, this is lyrical, violence. Confessions come clean, cause this is mentally tiring. Plus I handle tolerance, but understood by guidance. So all you wanna be, throw in your towel and retire this. All I will say is chow, shout out to my Italian friends. Thanks for the wine and toast to us and our establishment. Casino in order, win a bid off one quarter. Now rack that off the blackjack, with one wink I caught him. He winked back, then I laughed at on how the game was going. If I'm lucky, it's how I threw my charm all up on him. Top of the day, good day, all that, good morning. If you warm my arm, son, then you mustn't be boring. Now, yeah, and plus you gotta be scoring. Always lights out, we killing the stage, throwing it long. We still live in direct. We still live in your set. We still coming for you. And yes, we still pose the laser track. It's nothing you can do. So what you gotta say to that? It's nothing you can do. So what you gotta say to that? Thought this was another song. Nope, you can play it back. Study long, go wrong. We will all make you max. Maximize and recognize the stages of this track. Hypnotize, see your eyes. I'm looking, yes, and I'm gazing back. Download it first, add your favorite track. Exclusive on the scene, not even a major can pay me back. Exclusive with my team, not even the squad can bring me back. I'm for you all day, most of y'all are just afraid of that. For you all day, and yes, you can say the state of that. And I saw your face, and yes, the A's invaded that. Taking your space, and you'll have no say in that. Miss Malone in the zone, and yes, we're for major impact.
Town baby,
yeah. Keep the record button going. Keep the record button going. Here we go.
We are
here. Y'all ain't ready for this. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. It's hot. Woo. We put them on our love. We put them on our love. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. We put them on our love, we put them on our love, we put them on our love, it's hot.
Love, it's hot, it's hot.
Big sound, yeah, Asia Malone.
It's Diva Spot Radio, baby. Big shout out to Asia Malone. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Motivation Mondays, man. This is how we getting down. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. And hit me up on Facebook, Ebony Brinson, or just Diva Mary Kay. You'll definitely check me out. So today I wanted to try something new on the show, and it's Motivation Mondays. I know everybody be like, oh my God, it's Monday. I hate Mondays, but I love Mondays because Mondays technically for the work week starts the work week. And I'm motivated to keep pushing my business, my brand, school, work, mommy, all of that stuff. And I want to know what motivates you guys. So call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. So I'm motivated today with this really cool iPad mini. Actually was able to get the iPad mini via Comcast when you get the phone service. And when you get the phone service and internet or cable, that after 3 months of paying your bill on time, they will send you out a free iPad mini, which we all know is not technically free. You pay for it through your bill. But I decided to say, let me try to host a show on this, because you know Diva is on the spot, on the grind, and I'm always on the road. So while we're on the show today, I'm going to be going through it and playing with it and see how it works. I'm going to bring Chi-Town over here. I'm going to bring Denaya up in this piece because she's always motivated. And, oh, my God, Denaya, I so, so love the things that you're doing in Chi-Town right now. Girl, you do not sit still. What's going on, queen?
You're right. It's like, I'll be like, I literally, the last time I called into the show, I was literally at the Twister concert, like, calling in, like, really quickly because I had to support. But I'm like, oh, my goodness, I can really, I know they can't sing out long, but, you know, my boy's performing tonight, so I had to make sure I was doing both. Shout out to I Am Branded for that interview, too. Love you, boss man. But, yeah, it's been crazy. It's been dope, though, because I've been blessed to be able to work with this amazing group called I Believe Chicago, and they are killing the game right now. It's an independent group. It's a predominantly husband and wife duo, and they are performing all over the city. Not even just the city, but in the suburbs as well. Just going to different private shows and different events, there's a spot called Beer Market we were at on Saturday, and they absolutely loved it. They're like, this is the best band ever that's come through here. We didn't have one complaint, nothing like that. So I've been blessed to be able to work with them.
Nice.
And actually just released this new line. It's called S4S, which means Strictly for Stage, and it's predominantly marketed towards models and entertainers. And the biggest thing is now I'm working on this TV show called Area Code 773. I definitely got to make sure to have the cast come through here so you can meet them, because they are incredible. It's such an impactful show, so I am blessed to be able to work with such a great cast. They got to meet on Saturday. We connected, and it's going to be so powerful. So definitely doing some things over here.
Ah, man, I'm so proud of you. We keep everything moving and flowing. People are like, how do you guys do all of that and still be able to be on the show and still be able to do this and do that? That's because we are motivated women.
Absolutely.
We get on the grind. We make it happen. You guys make sure you stay tuned. Coming this fall, Women to Women Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Host Denaya will be live in the building. We are definitely going in with Women to Women Wednesday. You're going to like
all. Absolutely. It's all about empowering women. Because I think we have this issue right now. That, you know, the thoughts are the ones that are winning. And that just can't be. I refuse to accept that. There are too many beautiful sisters, you know, of every nationality that are doing their thing and not getting recognized for that. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that y'all understand that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have little things. Going to have the diva quotes like y'all been seeing us do. You know, like stuff like that. All about motivation and empowering women so that we can be the queens that we were meant to be. Because my goal is to have it to a point where, you know, where at least when you're online, you don't have to, when you're on my timeline, you don't have to worry about any of those ratchet mess, because I don't do that, you know. And I'm trying to get my friends to get into that same aspect, and they're getting there, taking a minute, but they're getting there. Most of them are getting there. If you're not inspired by your page on social media, you are messing with the wrong people, real talk. Just saying.
You are absolutely right about that, and you have to stay motivated, motivated through all things, you know, and not just, oh, yeah, everything is going well, even with, you know, for those who out there who are entrepreneurs and who are the boss of their company, who are the CEOs of their company, and sometimes you get people who come aboard and they're only there for a season or a reason and then they're gone. You know, you have to stay motivated through it all. You can't get jaded with your dream. Just because people stop believing in the dream or in the purpose or something like that, that doesn't mean that you stop. you stay focused on the go. And you got to find yourself, you got to put yourself in a mind state and say, you know what? It's a billion people out here in this world. I got one less problem without you. You know, when you get with people. Yeah, and it's nothing personal. Expanding is branding. Branding is expanding. If you want to truly, if you're really out here truly motivated and motivated about your brand and you want to brand and move somewhere on to the future, and you know, you need to know that you have to expand. There are going to be some people who are going to be able to come with you throughout your brand, and there's going to be some people who are not. So don't get upset when either people stop working or people get unmotivated. They're not as motivated as you, and you got to remember that this is your brand. This is your dream. So to get people motivated about things, you have to start being motivated. But don't get upset and don't feel some type of way when they decide to go the other way into other ventures or into where they're going. You have to let them go. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that I've been seeing, especially with women, is letting go and letting other women go and expand to their next level. Yes, we started off here, but it was meant for me to expand and grow. We are all growing together. And when it's time for one sister to move on to coming from a joint venture to going on to a solo project, it causes some type of animosity or some jealousy and somewhat of hate. All my ladies that I have worked with, and Denaya, you can ask Denaya, all everybody that I have worked with, and they went on to the next thing. I'm like, I wish you well.
Absolutely.
You know, wherever you decided to go, you know, and lead to your next level, I want you to succeed. I'm the type of person, I get really motivated, Denaya, when I guess I come to realize about myself lately, and I come to realize that I'm in a prime time of my life. I'm living prime years. I'm on prime time.
Right.
I'm young. Mm-hmm. I'm 32 years old. I'm young, so I'm at the prime of my life. So I kind of realize about myself is I'm the type of person to get something started, put in the hard work, push it, get it autopilot, and then I move on to the next thing.
Right.
Literally. And that was after me sitting down with a couple of other well-successful business owners, and from men and women, white, black, Chinese, Korean, Asian, and I went to this mixer, this networking mixer. And one of them made a statement, was like, you're one of those people that you like to get things started. You put in the work, you get an autopilot, and you on to the next thing. And I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. I guess they were really looking at all the multiple things that I have going on. I like to be doing not lots of things, but I have to like to have multiple things going on because I believe in multiple strands of networking, multiple strands of income, multiple strands of branding. So that's very important. I don't think just sitting around one particular person and one group for the rest of my life is going to get me where I need to go. Like I said, it's over 7 billion people in this world. So I want to know what motivates you guys. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Look forward to Diva to be broadcasting all week long. Denaya, I'm going to go over to you. What keeps you motivated through all your success, trials and tribulations, and even within some of those difficult times? Where do you go, or what is one thing that you do to say, you know what, let me get my energy back, and I'm going to keep staying motivated?
I would have to say the big thing that keeps me motivated would have to be, I mean, my clients, like, you know, just to kind of see them and see them succeed and, like, and really see how they react to different pieces that I need for them. And that, and like, in, or like, or they get that, they, or they come and they get that perfect piece and, you know, they've never seen it before. Just that kind of reaction is totally what keeps me motivated. Having, like, seeing myself on stage is outstanding. I'm, like, sitting up here, like, you know, unknown, and I have myself on the House of Blues stages, like, you know, all the time. And that's just amazing to me. So that's the kind of thing. It's like it's seeing the reaction of people when they find that piece, when they tell me about, you know, I went out to this event, all they talked about was your earrings and all that kind of stuff. That is a huge motivation. Because there have been times I've been like, why am I still doing this? I'm like, I'm not making enough money at it. And, you know, my stuff is dope. But it's not, you know, but it's, there's a lot of people that design jewelry. So I kind of get that in my head sometimes. And then talk to my friends and they're like, what are you talking about? Your stuff is way different. You know, nobody has anything like what you have. So, you know, get out of that mindset. Yeah, other people do it, but they don't do it like you. And once you realize that, you know.
I love it. And you're right. When you see, I just got my videos back from the Rillionaires event. But when you see your product on stage, or when you see people who you work with being successful, or they're shouting you out, I mean, that really makes a big difference. It really, really makes a big difference, because now you're like, you know what? I may not be making the money that I want, but I'm getting the credibility. My name is getting out there. My brand is getting out there. So I must be doing something right. And it makes you feel really, really good about it, to keep pushing and move forward and just get over whatever you need to get over and handle it.
Exactly. I mean, even this weekend, you know, like to be at a promotional shoot for a television show. That's going to come out. That's already, you know, slotted to come on a network, you know, with a very good following. It's just outstanding. Like, I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, looking at the stuff, and I'm looking, you know, looking at the pictures and looking at, you know, how it looks on camera and looking at the face of the, you know, of the models that are rocking them, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. When I started this, I never even thought it would get to this point. Like I said, we just started, and it was literally just something for me and my mom to wear, because we want something different. And to see how it's kind of snowballed, and people are just like, well, how did you get the models? What did you do there? What did they pay them? And all that stuff. I'm like, well, I'm like, I've been blessed enough to have models for clients. And have them in the studio. Like, you get free pieces if you can rock this. And they're like, hey, that works. And so, shout out to Delilah.
I love it.
She's just so freaking amazing. We definitely got to have our Woman to Woman Wednesdays, because she is one of those people that has been incredibly motivated. You know, she was a young mom, like she had her child very, very young, but her youngest son her oldest son, he's gotten to high school, and so now she's a football mom, and she's still modeling and acting and just doing her thing, and she's been so supportive. In fact, she just did a project that's gonna be shown in 28 countries. And she's wearing my stuff in it. Like, that's the kind of stuff like I didn't even expect. She didn't even tell me until like the day of. So it's pretty, pretty dope.
I love it. Big shout out to all the mompreneurs. I'm a mompreneur. My son is going to start 7th grade this year, and he's going to be playing football. So, you know, we're going to be looking fabulous out there. So I'm excited.
Hey, yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a music break. Y'all think y'all want to do what we do? Take a walk in our shoes. Let's get into this hot track right here by I Am Brandy, called Walk in My Shoes. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio.
About that legacy now, I Am Brandy, 2015.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I face and come out on top? Could you walk in my shoes? Could you go out?
Man, a man to a motivator, I can give up about the plans of a hater. If you walk in my shoes, don't need the pressure of them footsteps. Weight of this world tenfold, never have to guess. The game speaks volumes, but never ever told. To look to my life that I never ever sold. That's why I'm repping something worth more than gold. I can care less about age, I would never grow old. I put that on my legacy. But next, to grow through something right, stand apart from the rest. Be like a Leah remix, do it at your best.
Should you ever feel the need?
Let me know the rest. Take a walk so you can feel branded. Games all season, earth, wind, and fire give me a reason. We can celebrate function red with a bottle with that Earl Steve.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I face and come out on time?
Could you do what I did, turn this dream into some real? It's all about the legacy. vibe to this next hit. Started with a mission to do more than just motivate. Every man, woman, and child, teach them how to levitate. Streets taught me more than even I wanted to learn. And my mama taught me that everything in life you must earn. Burn not one brick, gain that respect. The lane that I drive in, have no regrets. Get that legacy, earn that, cop that, rock that, ground, just do what us proud. You ever take a chance, tell me how would you ever know? Your time is here now, so go and let the itch blow. Go ahead, reach it, preach it, get your life right, stay to teach it, speak it back to the youth. As I look at my dudes, as I walk to the group, as I speak to the crew.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I face and come out on top? Could you walk in my shoes? Could you go where I've gone?
The fake got me branded as real as it get. Plus, the deals that I get come from hard work handed. Never nothing landed. A job right, like keeping lit cause I planned it. I'm about that life, that positive vibe. Something the kids can press play on and try. Forget about the heads, bad women and wit. There's a real job to do, homie, go take your pick. Bring that best effort every day. Even when it's low, look at yourself, go and find your way. Greater than the last day, nevertheless, never equal. Legacy is left for my hard-working people. Your life is only one, there can never be a sequel. Start with you, homie, be your own hero. And be proud of the outcome. Never leave room for doubt, be about one.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I face and come out on top? Could you walk in my shoes? Could you go where I've gone?
I am Brandon right there, walking my shoes. It's your girl, Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Motivation Mondays. I got my girl, Zaniyah, live in the building with me. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. I see you, Facebook. I see you, Angela. I see you, Dre. I see you, Camille. I see you guys. Make sure you call in. Let me know what motivates you. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. So I'm playing with this iPad mini.
Right.
And I'm just scamming through it. And one thing that I see that it wants you to do, when I go to the Amp store, it wants me, because I need to get Skype. Of course, I'm going to need Skype for Blog Talk. So I'm like, okay, but it's Apple Amp. So, and Queenie, say hi to the show as she won. I'm a mompreneur, so Queenie is here.
I hear her.
Say hello. So she wants to play with the iPad, and she basically wants to have her way. But it says Apple Amp, and I'm not for sure. I think you need to have an Apple account.
Right.
I think you need to have an Apple account to open this guy up. So I'm going to attempt to get an Apple account here. But I'm not too familiar with Apple at all. Denias, you know anything about Apple?
From what I understand, I don't have an Apple. But from what I understand, you have to give credit card information to get credit cards.
I know. So do they want us to cut the check for Apple? I'm going to see real soon because I'm kind of searching here.
Right. So I'm not sure what's free and what's not on the iPad. I know when they first came out, nothing that was free. And they just recently started doing more free stuff. But for a while, you were paying for every single thing you touched. Because remember that back in the day there was a lawsuit by parents. They said, you know, their kids would start playing with the iPad or whatever, and they're downloading
exactly.
stuff and they charge all this money. So
yep.
Yeah, they have.
Yep. Now I do see Skype for iPad free, so I see that amp, and then it says create new Apple ID. And so I guess I need to sign in and log up for one of these guys. And big shout out to technology. I love all the things that technology can do. Sometimes it can be a little bit overbearing with all the websites and passwords and all of that stuff. Diva ain't got time for it. I got two kids. I'm barely still fighting through scatterbrain after having a baby.
Right.
But getting motivated to get on the go, that was the next thing I wanted to talk about. And big shout out to Rhymespreen behind us. He's got this hot track called Four Letters. I'm going to showcase that in a few minutes. But I wanted to talk about getting up and getting motivated and getting out and not just staying behind the computer. You want to get out and network with people. It's so much fun. Like, once you do it and you get up and you start networking with people and you get motivated and you get out to the spots where they're at, I mean, it's so much fun. And it's a lot more productive when you're out there talking to people, letting them know who you are, meeting them face-to-face, because when you're doing it online, it's like meeting for the first time on a text. There's really no real connection. I think
absolutely.
So you want to go out, you want to look at these people in the face, you want to talk to them, you want to get to know them, you want to see how they act offline, not just versus online, because everybody online is having an awesome life. And it's great. Some people vent online.
Right.
But you want to get to...
It's funny, amazing, too, because it's kind of like, it's like, do you forget that I know you're in real life? Like, what are you doing right now? Like, why are you fronting right now? It's okay. You don't have to. I mean, like, everybody online, you turn up at the club, this and that. I'm just like, you don't have to front. I mean, if you're doing it for real, fine. But you ain't doing it every night. Don't lie. It's okay. Unless you are a model or an entertainer, you are not at the club every night. Believe me. That's not how this goes. You better have
not
have kids
on the club. It's not fun being at the club. It's not fun being. Let me tell y'all something. Being at the club every night is not fun. Just to let you guys know. You know, you need a break. You need to get back to you. You know, and then all that money that you invested into all the alcohol, and then all of a sudden you turn around 90 days later, you done gained about 60 pounds because of all the sugar and the alcohol. It's not all fun. You know, and then half of the time, it's a whole bunch of fakes and phonies in there. Like, everybody is trying to be somebody and not trying to be their self. I mean, don't get me wrong, going out to the club or whatever, you know, it can become fun. It's a good... It all depends on where you're going, though. I take that back. But
yeah, it does. You know, and that's another thing too. Like, I need people to understand that the club is a place to enjoy music and have fun, not to sit up there and start fights and do shootings. That's just not okay. We need to stop doing that. We need to understand that the club is for, it's to have a good time. And having a good time does not include it. It really don't work that way. But too many people are kind of just like, well, you know, like, they'll get mad over because somebody stepped on their shoe. I mean, the amount of fights that happen because somebody stepped on somebody's shoe, like, that can't be fixed.
It's just,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's this whole situation where somebody got too wasted and friends don't let friends get wasted to the point of no return out in public. I'm just like, the hell with driving part, period. The whole situation is the fact of, like, you know, I've seen enough videos and, you know, pictures of people that have got caught getting absolutely wasted in public. Like, there is something to be said. And see, but what people watch is the people that post them. Because what kind of friend are you to post that about your so-called dog or whatever, you know,
in their time of need.
But you allowed it to get to that point. Now, I understand we had that one friend that just lost their mind and they just got too wasted, but don't post that shit. That's not okay. It's not okay to post that and be like, well, see, you shouldn't have done it. No, you tell them and you inform them this is why you were staying home the next time, because you decided to act a fool here. But you can take the video, just don't share it online. That's just not cool. It's not okay. It's not cute. And it makes people not want to trust you.
Can we really trust people nowadays? I mean, I have to motivate myself. And
man, she said the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I was told, you know, and I have to continue to motivate myself. I was told that, you know, I have trust issues. Like, I don't trust people. It's not necessarily I don't trust people. I don't believe it until I see it. That's just where I'm at. I don't believe anything until I see it or I see it get done. It's not to say that I don't believe in you, but I'm more of an actionist person. I like to see action. I like to see things get done. That's just where I'm at. You know, if you really want me to respect you or you want me to trust you, let me get back to the trust part. If you want me to trust you, then you need to do what you say you was going to do.
Right.
That's where I'm at. Just do what you say that you're going to do or that you're capable of, and don't try to step out of your realm. I don't try to step out of my realm. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do something and I can't do it. Like, that's just where I'm at with it. I'll tell you what I can do versus what I can't do first. You know, so people say, oh, Eb, you know, you don't trust nobody. You must have trust issues. And it's not necessary that, baby. I just want to see what you're really working with. Show me some results. And I have had people who say they can do this and do that, or they're going to be here, or they in it to win it, or they're here for the long haul, and they're not, because when it gets to the point where when people not seeing the results that they want to see because they didn't put in the hard work that they were supposed to, then they get fussy. And one thing about it, you have to stay motivated. And here's the thing, and I just want to drop a jewel right now. For all those motivated people and all those people who are motivating groups and community organizations, St. Louis, everybody that's out there is trying to motivate and get to a more positive and more successful point in career and life. When people start complaining, most likely they start doubting. When people start complaining, they start doubting. When they start doubting, they start complaining. And usually it's because there's some type of envy going on with them. It's something that you have that they don't have, or something that they feel like they should have that you have not given them yet. But to motivate yourself to stay focused on the goal, you have to always go back to the goal, because people start bringing their personal business into professional business, and you have to cut it early. Like, you just have to. You have to motivate yourself and say, you know what? I need to sit down and talk with you. I'm not calling you over the phone. I'm not going to text you unless you're on the other side of the world. But I like to video, and you can ask Zaniya. I like to talk to the people who I'm working with. I like to talk with my clients. I like to talk with my team. Hey, I know life happens. What is it? And my first question is, when there's a problem that arises or an issue, what do we need to do to come to a medium, or what do we need to do to correct this issue? How can I help you? If you tell me that you don't know, or you're not trying to give any feedback or input, then that lets me know that you are not interested in coming up with a solution, or you're caught up in your feelings. So I have to choose what's best for the brand. And not best for, you know, and what's best for you. Because if we come together in an agreement on a joint venture, we have to stick on the go. So you want to motivate your team to get back to what we started for in the beginning. And you will say, hey, why did you decide to be part of the Independent Connect? Or why did you decide to be a model with Denia Design Azure for you? Why did you decide to link up with me? Let's go back to day one and see if we can find that energy, that motivation, that excitement, and bring it to the current place where we are right now. And that's when you're dealing with people who just, you know, people start off with a good start, and me and Denia, we didn't see them come and go. Woo, I mean, we have seen them come and go. But you have to wish them well.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Listen, we've seen them come and go. It's funny because we've seen them come and go, but we stay strong. And like, and mind you, people probably don't understand that we are in two different parts of the country, so we've never physically met at this point. But because we have that connection, because we've made sure that, you know, that we talk online, offline, on the phone, on Skype. So, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That's how we've been able to maintain the connection and the trust and build that energy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different situation where, like, because it's funny because we actually met when Women to Women's Wednesdays first started. Because y'all was a genius. He was telling me about the, like, he's like, you got to check out Diva Mary Kay. She's really awesome. And so I was like, Mary Kay, I just finished working with her. All right, let me go ahead and see. I'll give it to her because she was the first one that didn't, like, come at me with the whole Mary Kay situation. She came at me at, you know, as Diva Ebony B, you know, and that was dope. So there wasn't that whole timid thing about, oh, man, she's trying to sell me something real quick. You know, which is funny now because now I have this amazing foundation thanks to her. We see my skin all flawless, that's because of her. But y'all today came for that bronzer.
I'm so glad to
you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, because she didn't call me like that at first, it made me, so when she said, I'm going back to selling Mary Kay, would you support? Absolutely, I support. Because it's you.
You got the keys to the car.
You know?
I'm so happy. It's in the bag. I'm so happy that, you know, and it was all through support because we support one another. Me and Anaya have had to motivate ourselves through a lot. It's great that, you know, we have had to motivate ourselves through a lot. She's been there for me, personal and professional. I have been through it for their personal and professional, but we had to motivate our things through a lot. And we had to kind of, like, you know, kick our own selves in the butt and say, get up and do it anyway and make it happen. And, you know, even when I told her about, you know, I'm going to start my Mary Kay business after I had the baby, she was there with me through the whole pregnancy. Denia was there, and it was just beautiful because we stayed motivated and we kept communicating. And even though I slowed down because I was pregnant, Denia, she didn't skip a beat. She was like, I'm still gonna be there for you when you come back, girl. It's gonna be on and popping. Like, she motivated me, and at the times that I needed the most. But I'm so glad to hear that you love your bronze mineral powder. Mary Kay is it's the best. I love it.
I wear it without, like, any, like, it's funny because, like, I literally put it on without, like, any other foundation. I can do that, and it just comes. I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh, you cover like that? Okay, we can do this then.
Yeah.
It looks so natural. Nice. I was like, that's what's up.
It's so natural. You just cleanse and moisturize your face. And when I first tried it, I was like, oh, I love this. And I was like, Denia, I got to show you this. And we got our Google Chat. And I showed her, you know, I don't have no problem showing my before and after. I am a very beautiful woman and confident, too. So I was like, girl, watch this. And she was like, oh, I like that. So got it out, got the product, got it out to her, sent it to the wrong address, got it back. Someone kind enough in Chicago, and big shout out to the person who was kind enough in Chicago to send it back. Thank you, person in Chicago. for sending that back to me and not keeping it. And I got a little frustrated then. I sent it right back out to her. So, Denia, have I restored your confidence in Mary Kay products?
Oh, yeah. No, the products was never the issue. So,
okay.
It was a group that I worked with. So the products were not, the products were always at no point. I still had the products that I had when I worked to work with them. So, the products were never the issue. It was the people that I worked with that was the issue. So,
let's talk about these people, places, and things. We're going to take a music break. We're going to get into it with some rhyme scheme. And when we come back, we're going to talk about motivating ourselves through people, places, and things and some of our experiences. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio.
Rhyme scheme. These four letters. These four letters. Four letters of love. These four letters of love. Four letters of love. These four letters that I never experienced got me feeling like my pain was so deliberate. On this track when I think about my days in life, my days in time, guess I gotta live it right. Four letters of love, four letters of luck, four letters of suck, but love is never enough. Out of my mind when I'm spitting this, feeling like I'm giving it up, cause I never live life, cause I never love life. Love this, love her, love me, I love you. Understand what we're going through, it's what love do. It's strain, it's pain, it's hurt, it's work. I don't understand, I'm feeling like I'm hurt. Trying to rise above this madness, feeling like my life was good, but it's all sad. And to gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us, but love is what betrays us and changes us to strangers. Four letters of love. Letters of love. Have you ever been in love and had that good feeling? Everybody understand what that good feel is. Living life like we in our last days. We on our own mission, we on our own way. So I guess I spend some time, but I guess I like your mind. But I guess I try to define my life inside of lies. I guess I try to trust that one and trust her too. I guess the other one love me, but I don't love her too. Why just look up in their eyes and tell them all lies, and let them know I'm holding my love for you in disguise. My pain and my thoughts, matter of fact, my pain is surreal. So when I vividly think about it, these words into skill. Feeling like I'm in prison, my emotions is trapped inside a glass box, cause the feeling is back. But until gravity defines us, Mother Nature saves us, but love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Yo, these four letters that deceived my heart. Thought I was loving you, baby, but I love me from the start. Because my lover never fade away from myself. It's self-preservation, got me feeling like slavery, those reparations. Trying to break out of this box, escape from your life. Escape from all the pain that you give me in the sacrifice. Oh, me risking it all just to be by your side. Feeling like the suicide bombers with them planes that collide. But I just do what I do to just to make it today. Survival is taxes, it's mad cause your love went astray. I guess some four letters of heaven can feel like your days. The same mission for this money when trying to get paid. Mine is slave, cause every time I run into you, I'm running right back, baby, cause that's what loving would do. But until gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us, but love is what betrays us and changes us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love.
That's Rhyme Scheme right there with Four Letters of Love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. It is Motivation Mondays, and we definitely get in it in. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Spot ENT, and at Diva Ebony B. I wanted to, and I got my girl Zaniya up in here. Out to Chi-Town. I wanted to talk about, now we're talking about Motivation Mondays and keep it and staying motivated. I wanted to just talk about motivated, people motivated, or how to stay motivated with people that's not motivated. I don't even know how to say it. I'm just thinking like, okay,
so how to motivate other people, maybe, to like how to keep people motivated, or how to kind of let's see, I'm trying to think how to say it, but like how to not let unmotivated people bring you down. I think that's what you're trying to say.
There you go, on both sides, how to motivate people and how to not let unmotivated people get you unmotivated. So
right.
Let's talk about how to motivate people. First of all, if you want to link up with somebody or if you want to motivate somebody, think about the people who you want to motivate. First of all, make sure that you guys have the same goals. You are on the same page. You don't want to bring, you know, hot sauce to sweet. You don't want to mix that together. If you are a sweet lover, you want to be around sweet lovers. If you are a hot sauce lover, you want to be around hot sauce lovers. So you don't want to mix, I guess I would try to say, you don't want to mix oil and water together. You want to sit down and you want to network and for entrepreneurs and business owners, and anybody that's building a brand or a team, or a movement or community leaders, you want to talk with people and invest time into people who have the same goals and who are looking forward to put in action to make a difference or to bring something to life that you guys are on the same page. So I say this a lot, and it's kind of like my motto is, there's no need for you to be sitting at my table if we don't eat the same food. There's no need for me to break bread with you if we don't eat the same food, to be quite honest. Me and Denaya have lots of things in common, just as well as me. And big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Big shout out to 1000 Network. Big shout out to Genius. Big shout out to Jay Diggs. Big shout out to Future Group 100. Big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to Gator Radio. Man, the list goes on and on. Big shout out to Asia Malone. Big shout out to Kellamar White. Big shout out to Independent Connect. Big shout out to Brands for Less. I mean, when you're networking with somebody and when you guys come together, it's basically meaning that you guys are bringing your brands together. This is what we're doing. We're bringing our brands together for a bigger movement. So, and for us to bring our... Oh, big shout out to Vessel Media Group. That's one of our new sponsors for Diva Spot Radio. So big shout out to Vessel Media Group. Go to www.vesselmediagroup.com.
Nice.
You want to make sure that you guys have the same thing in common. I work with independent artists. I work with independent business owners. I'm a Mary Kay Beauty consultant. You know, I'm a student at Clover Park Tech. And also, you know, I'm now, big shout out to SUT. I officially got my announcement as chairwoman of the University Place chapter here in Washington. So I will be running a chapter over here at University Place and making better communities and bringing more people together. So we got a lot of things that we're about to do. We're about to adopt a shelter. We're going to do some things for our homeless, for our veterans, for our seniors, for the kids. Yay!
Nice.
I'm excited about that. But I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. And Melina feeling some type of way right now. But stay motivated. Link up with the people who have the same goals as you. There's no need for me to link up with people who I don't have the same goals with.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously. You're going to run out of gas. So now that I said that, it's linking up with the people who have the same goals. Hold on.
I see the dog. I had it. Feeling that motivation right there, yo.
Yeah, the dog is feeling the motivation right now. Like, yes, link up with
us. It's tight. Like, same. Like, what? Oh, wow, that's
I'm holding
awesome.
My sister down as far as where her goes and whatnot. But staying motivated with people who don't have the same goals. Here's the thing. They're going to pretend, yeah, let's link up. Let's do it big. Let's do this. Let's do that. And so forth and carrying on. But you have to sit down and have a real discussion with them and make sure they're on the same page, because it's not going to help you. It's going to shorten your brand. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to let the dog out. Denaya, hold me down for a second.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, like, the biggest thing about the situation is, like, you know, if you're dealing with someone that doesn't have the same goals as you, then basically you come to a situation where as soon as things aren't going the way that somebody wants them to go, then what they'll do is they'll kind of, you know, pull out because it's not going their way and they can't. It's not anything anticipated for whatever reason, even though it wasn't their idea in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But they'll sit there and say, oh, you aren't doing this right or you aren't doing that right. I'm like, well, last time I checked, you wanted to be with us. You chose to join our team because you saw the movement that we were creating. And now you're mad because everything's not moving as fast as you thought it was going to? Really? Are you kidding me? And so you kind of just got to get that back to understand that it's okay to not be, you know, to not work with everybody. You can say no. If they're offended, oh, well, they should be because there's something that they did that made you not want to work with them. Real talk, it's something that you did. If I don't want to work with you, it's something that you did is not making me want to work with you. It's something that you did previously that ticked me off that made me say, maybe we can just be cool, but I don't think we should work together because that didn't work out too well. So there's something, that you screwed up on that made me say, I'm going to have to fall back on that situation right there. You know,
you
got
to stay motivated. You don't want to burn bridges. At 442, I see you. We're about to get to you. But you got
to
stay motivated.
She said, don't burn bridges. You try not to burn bridges. However, there are times when some bridges need to be torn up, I mean lit on fire and turned into gravel because some people just don't get it. They just don't get it. And gentlemen, this is for you. I'm going to need you to understand that women are queens. And I'm going to need you to stop coming at them like there's random females. Because if you are trying to work with a queen and you think that it's okay to come at them in a sexual manner, when it's not about that, that makes you look horrible. That's the quickest way to get blacklisted. Real talk. It really is.
That's the quickest way to get blacklisted.
So stop doing it. Because that's all it's doing is making you look bad. And now everybody's like, I don't want to talk to him for it.
We're going to talk about those behaviors in a few minutes. Hold on. Let me get to the call lines. I want to open them up. 442-333, you're now live on Diva Smart Radio. It's Motivation Mondays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Wait, did you just call 442?
Carter Blue, mama. Yes. That was good.
I'm so sorry.
Hi, Carter. Hello. Hi, Carter Blue. How are you?
I'm good. Doing my mama's homework. No, I'm good. How are you ladies doing?
Good. We're talking about Motivation Mondays. And so Carter hit me up earlier. I was like, yo, tune in right now. You know what I'm saying? So
it is so important to stay motivated no matter what. Stay motivated as a woman, as a mom, as a businesswoman, as a teacher, as a role model. You know, we even at our jobs that we work at in school, it is so important to stay motivated because what happens when we don't stay motivated and we waste precious emotions on things that really don't matter. And sometimes it can get us to a point where we stay stuck in that frustration.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say anger because it's frustration. I'm so stuck. I'm so sick and tired of this people, place, and thing and such and such and such. And it kind of put like those blinders, like how the horses on a race, they put side blinders on the side of us, and we be sitting stooling in that mess rather than saying, you know what, I have to choose. I can't make everybody else happy, but I damn sure can make myself happy. Now, this is what I say when anybody that I work with or anybody that I'm like, you know what, and I love what Zaniya said when she said, you know what, I can't work with you on that level. We can be cool. I just can't work with you on that level because here's the thing. When you bring people into your brand and to your company, you put in all of this work, but if they're not working as hard as you and one of your clients are not satisfied with the service or the product, that does not fall on them. It falls on you. It falls on you. And Carter Blue, I'm going to go ahead and open up. I'm going to sit back and let you open up and give your feedback on it because, Carter Blue, I know that you have to stay motivated lots of times. And you came a far way, and you're doing such an excellent job, Queen. I see you. But I know
you
haven't. Big shout-out to Miss Pretty in the chat room, too. Mrs. Pretty, I see you.
Yeah, pretty much, like, you know, I am a single mother, you know, thank God for family and it's
Amen.
Hard, it's a pain in the ass. And, you know, I do have my own show, so I constantly have to keep myself motivated. And every time where I just don't feel motivated, and I know Janiyah will be wanting to beat me with a stick sometimes because I'll be talking shit all the time. Shout out
Let's keep the cussing down, queen. Let's keep it from PG.
Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That. But yes, but no, seriously though, like, it's hard, you know, especially when you have little ones and trying to get somewhere and stay motivated, you know, that's why you always have to have good friends around you that keep you up there to make sure you stay focused on what you want. There were many times where I just didn't want to do anything. You know, like I said, Denial always kept me motivated and made it reminded me of why I'm doing what I love to do, you know. And I just thought about quitting, but so I always find some, I always keep God in my life no matter what I go through. And as far as health-wise, too, because, you know, I'm not, you know, I try to stay strong because I got a lot of stuff going on as far as health-wise. But I still get to keep myself motivated no matter what. And that goes for anybody. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been through and all that stuff. You just have to know what you want out of life. Despite what everybody else has to say about it.
You are absolutely right. You got to keep moving despite what anybody has to say about it. And it can be very strenuous doing a show. Like, to pull these shows together, it takes a lot. Guests, interviews.
Man, you don't understand.
You know, having people be on time, doing the descriptions, doing a blog. You know, because we're branding ourselves. And being a single mother is not an easy job, but being a mother is so much fun. And I have to remind myself when my single mother insecurities come in. I'd be like, wait a minute, being a mommy is so much fun, you know. And then I go back to the funny things, especially when I get frustrated, and I just refuse. Because right now, and I was talking to Nanaya about being motivated, but in my prime years, I'm on prime time. I'm 32 years old, so I have got through the 20s where I was young and crazy and blah, blah, blah. And now 30s is prime time. 30s is where you're having, where you're building, you're making better choices. That's right, boo-boo. Say it. Okay. So you're making better choices, you know, and you're doing bigger things. And I love it. And then it's your 30s is preparing you for your 40s. You're going through your prime time now. It's prime time. I got to make these good decisions. I got to make sure that, you know, I'm saving the money. I'm investing the money. I'm making sure my income is more than my outcome. So I'm cutting down some things. I'm being more, you know, wiser with my spending and the people, places, the things that I'm hanging around. Because the 30s are preparing us for 40. 40, those next 10 years of 40 is grind time, basically. It's keeping what you have established. 40, I believe 40 is keeping what you have established. And then 50 to 60, you're getting ready for retirement. I'm not going to be working for nobody when I'm 50 years old. I'm telling you right now.
Well,
already put in those investments. But just taking the time out to press the reset button with unprofessional people, late people, people with attitudes, people that have excuses, people that's just negative, stupid people. I'm going to put you out there, you know, because I had to go back to a couple of my shows, Carter Blue, and I was like, wow. I listened to my first 20 shows over the week, and I was like, wow. Yeah, right? I was like, wow.
It's like,
whoa. I came a long way, and I used to be blacking out on the station, just going hammer. So, you know, I wanted to say that.
Going hammer.
Don't you just feel good to know where you started, how you got to where you are now? Because that's what I always think about, too. You know, we need more women to invest in themselves instead of having other people do it for them, you know? Yeah. A lot of them are just getting lazy with it now because they don't want to find that sense of motivation within themselves. They think somebody's supposed to do it for them. You know, you ladies, with everything that y'all do, you know, and we need to like you guys to stay motivated. And I look up to y'all.
Well, thank you, Carla Blue. Man, it's because of queens like you that make us who we are.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't get here by ourselves. We don't, you know, I mean, I wake up in the morning fabulous, but, you know, it takes a team to pull that together.
Right.
It takes team and it takes influencement, and it takes positive influencement, positive women, and me being able to have those who came before us to say, you know what, Angie Martinez right now is my role model. This is one person that I'm looking at as far as with my radio career. I'm studying Angie Martinez. I'm studying her moves. I'm reading. I'm doing research, and I'm taking that time to invest into me. And I got a couple of books from the college library on radio branding and the franchise and how it all started. So you have to motivate yourself. Like, I really want to be able to have a company that I can pass on to my children. Here's my ultimate goal, you guys, and this is why I stay motivated. And I know y'all see their cute little faces on my Facebook. I can't let them down. I can't let them down. Because it's not me. I can't let them down. And I want my son to be able to say, you know what, at 16, I went to work for my mother and I got paid well. I worked at the family business. I worked at the family company. Like, this where I was at. This what I was doing. You know, I didn't have to fill out anybody's application. I didn't have to go through an interview. I you know, just like other well-off companies and well-off families, their kids come to work for them, baby.
Right.
And I want the same thing for my children. So that's what motivate me. Queenie Little Two Teeth, Makai Million Dollar Smile, you know. Those things motivate me to keep going. And plus, I love what I do. And now I'm like, okay, Carter Blue, I need to expand and reach out to Carter Blue because she has a station. I need to start tuning into Carter Blue Show a lot more and see how we can network and bring what we have together to have a bigger brand, because we have something in common. I just need to make sure that we have the same goal when it comes to radio.
Right.
Gotta stay motivated.
Yeah. You know, that's what women should start doing, is motivating each other instead of tearing each other down, because that's where, you know, a lot of people start losing who they really want to become, like, as a better person, you know, and they don't find no sense of motivation if they don't have that. You know, at least have somebody that wants you to be right. When you be right, everything else starts paying off. They start believing in your work, you know, but you got to show some initiative to where you want to be, you know. Nobody's going to sit there and be like, hey, I want this and that and the third, but you're not willing to put in hard work, you know. When I got my station, you know, I didn't start off trying to get a station myself. But it took, you know, my whole Blast Your Thoughts team to believe in me. And then they do my work. And then, you know, you never know. And ever since then, like, I had to do it because I love what I do. And when you have the passion for what you do, nothing else seems to stand in your way.
Exactly.
You got to believe in your work before anybody else can believe in you and show, you know, what you want, what you are capable of doing.
Absolutely, because I keep on trying to tell her, I'm like, you are that female voice on Blast Your Thoughts. You are that diva on Blast Your Thoughts. And so you have to kind of understand that, like, you know, with everything that's going on in that station, you are that one that's going to balance it. And so we need you there because everything is kind of crazy. The guys know that. They know their shows are insane. They know this. I tell them that all the time. But with her show, it's like that's that one that's going to balance. It's not about man bash. It's about uplifting women. There's a difference. And that's,
real
that's
queens always.
Construed. It's not about man bashing. It's about uplifting women and empowering women and showing that we are queens. I bet you,
and we are queens. And we are queens, and we always we come together like I'm the queen of phenomenal radio, the queen of phenom. And they like, you know, I brought the gospel aspect of it to the station. I brought the Keeping the King campaign to the station. I said, listen, you know, what I do over here on the show is I need edited tracks. I held my standards. I said, here's my format. I need edited tracks. We got the Keeping the Campaign clean. Keeping it clean campaign over here, you know, and it took about a year, but guess what? They followed suit. They wanted to keep me. They seen the value, and now we have the Get Your Praise On segment. We got the Keep an Edited Track, Keeping the Clean campaign over there. Like, when we have so much value, that we have to, when we come to these shows and when we, who we are, it's like, okay, she's going to bring black balance to the show. And that's what we're supposed to do. And even with women, I mean, even in the nowadays of the image of the woman, whether white, black, Korean, Chinese, or Asian, you know, it takes people like us to, we just got to do it. We got to lead the way because it's a lot more followers than the leaders. So we have to lead the way and say, oh, look, wait a minute. She's a radio personality. She got her own station, and she keeping it positive, and she doing giveaways, and she uplifting women, and she networking with Anaya, and she networking with Carter Blue, and she networking with Biz Boss, and she run with Shafika. Everybody is over there. And what happens is they follow suit. Just like somebody was able to follow the negative, they'll be able to follow the positive. But I honestly believe it's up to us to set a platform, keep focus on the platform, don't change it unless you're upgrading it. Stay focused on the goal, stay determined, and don't give up. Because like me and Denaya said, we didn't watch them go. And I'm talking about from street team to radio personalities, to guests, to host, artists. We didn't interview artists years ago. We don't hear nothing from them now.
I swear.
Right.
So some people is just in it, but some people are in it to win it. And I'm in it to win it. I'm not just in it.
Right.
I already know that's right.
And I'm a mompreneur.
Why are you even doing it? Like, because especially like with something like Vlog Talk, because there are so many, there are millions, literally millions of shows that are on this station. So if you're not doing something that's making you stand out, then you're not doing it right, period.
Right.
And just to think, Blog Talk didn't start off to where they at right now. Blog Talk is like the top right now, you know, in internet radio. Internet radio didn't start off the way it was. It was AM and FM.
Yep.
So now we got these stations, and now we have our own stations, and we going in. I had no previous experience with radio. I didn't go to school for broadcasting. I didn't have none of that. I did a lot of things in the community. And Future Guru 100 came to me. He said, Eb, and big shout out to Black over there at Keep It Moving Radio, the new DS Radio. They're taking submissions right now at their site. So that's going to be... they're booking interviews, taking submission videos, and coming up. So make sure you check out the DS Radio. Again, that's DS Radio. But I had no previous experience in radio. I just did things in the community. And Future 100 said, Diva, you got a lot of food, but you need a bigger plate. Have you ever thought about doing radio? I was like, doing radio? Boy, I ain't doing no radio. And long and behold, 4 years later.
Right.
See, that's how I saw it. That's how I knew, because I had no radio experience whatsoever. But at the time, I was managing
the area.
Well, we are fancy. Let's take a music break and come back. And I want to talk about the last thing, the things. We talked about people, places. We talked about things and place people, but now we're going to talk about places to stay motivated and to keep pushing yourself forward, whether you're doing school, whether you're working, or whether you're running a company. It's your girl, Diva Ebony Bean. I'm going to get into this hot track right here by Crab called Fancy. You are now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio. Let's go.
You ain't seen nobody with this. I'm the only one with it. I'm fancy. I'm trying to get fly, I'm getting got bitches that I'm fancy now. To be honest, I'm the only one with it. I'm the only one that do it like this. Niggas don't understand yet, but pretty soon you'll be in tune with what's going on. This is right above everything.
Check me out. Yeah. I always wear that fly. I'm a pilot, only one with it. I designed it. Started in the gutter, now I'm big timing. If you don't know my name, call me out grinding.
Call me out grinding.
Surrounded by some diamonds. Bad homie, you don't got no vibe. Only thing bigger than my ego is my dollars. Dollars, big dollars, I chase dollars. Bust it, then dip it. Feel gold, I'm tryna kick it. In my cabana, got some henna if you sniff it. Booty so big that she can't fit it. Everybody see you cause you stand out. You the baddest, hands down. I'ma kill that man down.
I woke up this morning feeling fancy.
Sipping champagne cause I'm fancy. If you don't know my name, call me Fancy. Go ahead with your bougie.
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 I'ma hit her with the pipes on. She gon' turn the lights on. If you don't know my name, call me Fancy.
You always be on my shit. Ralph Lauren boxers, ain't no room for no bummy.
Hell no, there ain't no room for them. I'm too fancy, watch what I do to.
That's Fancy right there by Crab. Big shout out to the 253. Big shout out to the 206. Big shout out to everybody in Washington over here doing their thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Motivation Mondays, people. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. We talk about staying motivated. Motivated in those people, places, and things. So you know how to stay motivated around people, with people who have the same goal as you, to motivate them to keep pushing forward, to stick to the goals, to stay on the plan. And the unmotivated people, just get rid of them. It's okay. It's nothing personal. You can just move on. It's over 7 billion people in this world. You can just let them know, listen, I had a great time with you, but I'm going to go ahead and move on to some different things. And I don't think this is for you. And I hopefully can work with you in the future on a different project with me eye to eye. Nothing personal, but this is your brand and you're putting in all of the work. And if something goes wrong, it falls on you and not them. The things to be motivated about, things that I think we all need, whether we are in school or whatever we're doing. And I come to realize I need a phone, now the iPad mini, and a laptop or a desktop. This is for those entrepreneurs and those business owners. These are three things we're going to need. I'm sorry, y'all, the beat just hit me. I love that song. But three things that we're going to need: a phone, a digital phone that we can use in social media, text, remind ourselves,
put events in there, book appointments, telephone numbers, all that great stuff. A tablet or iPad to take with you on the go, where you can be able to show people your products, your brand, your website, your presentation all in one. You want to have that on there so you can give people a look at your product or your services and prices. Also, a laptop or a desktop. This way, you're going to be able to take care of your business where you got to email or do files or stuff like that. Things to promote if you are promoting your business as well. So I think that's really cool to have. Another one that I wanted to share with you, and especially you, Denai, and you, Carter, is Pinger. P-I-N-G-E-R. That's P-I-N-G-E-R. Pinger is really, really cool. So what it is, it allows you to input telephone numbers in, and you can text these numbers for free. And I know you're like, well, Diva, I already got a phone where I can text, but if you have it on your computer, it's a lot more easier to text people because you want to get to people right where they
are. Right.
You input the numbers, and then you can take a text message, and you can just go down the list. Go down a list and texting all these people for free. You don't pay for it.
Nice.
So that's going to be Pinger, and I'm going to post that page in a minute, Denaya. But I really like Pinger. It's really good for when I have upcoming shows. It's really good when I'm having a sale on products. It's really good when I'm having an event where I can use, and it can, I save all my numbers under my Google email too when I'm putting them in, so it'll import your contacts in Google, so you can just click and say, hey, I want to send this to all of these people, and it's absolutely for free.
Nice.
Yay.
So those are really
cool. Yeah, I'm all about getting to people directly. And another thing is direct talking and direct promotion is the best. It still works. You want to close something, you want to talk to that person directly. You want to cut the middleman, which, I mean, Facebook is the middleman. The phone texting is the middleman. A person is the middleman. I don't need to handle business with my client through a middleman. I need to talk to my client or my potential client. So now let's talk about places. We got about 8 minutes left on the show. But, those places to stay motivated. And I'm just saying, get motivated on purpose. Places to stay motivated. One of the places that I really like to stay motivated, where I know I'm going to get all my mompreneur duty done, is the library. I love the library. I have the kids there with me. We're getting books. We're checking out books. We're doing research. There's still people in there for me to network with. It works out. I will want those people who are studying or those people who are speaking information, I will want to network with them, and I will want those type of people to be my clients primarily, to tell you the truth. So the library is one of those good places for networking. Another good place to find entrepreneurs and people want to go, and very motivated people, 9 times out of 10, is Starbucks.
Yep.
My God, the people in Starbucks are dedicated to that coffee. And they also are in there taking care of business because of that good old free Wi-Fi. Thank you, Starbucks. People are in there having meetings. They're on there. They're studying. They're doing lots of things. So Starbucks is another place to get motivated when it comes to meeting people. And also getting you some really good coffee or a really good chai tea. I think so.
Yep.
The next place, and speaking of libraries, for all entrepreneurs and everybody or anybody that's looking to host meetings, your local libraries will allow you to rent the meeting rooms or reserve the meeting rooms for free. So if you wanted to have a meeting or if you wanted to have a workshop or something like that, you would ask your local librarian how to go about reserving the meeting room, because we want to remain professional. And we want to be able to be in a professional setting. And some of the meeting rooms come with amenities like the big screen, the whiteboard, the blackboard, the monitor. They come with chairs and tables. So you can really give yourself a really good kickstart with doing taking care of business and a professional setting and a learning setting at that. So That's a little note. The next place to stay motivated is whatever business that you're in or whatever career league that you're in, you want to show up to workshops. You want to show up to seminars. You want to show up to conference calls. If you are really talking about branding and expanding, you want to go to these conference calls. You want to show up to these meetings. You want to go to these conferences that they're having and be out there and networking. The more people, the better. Remember, you are the brand. You want to expand. You want to expand out. And the only way you're going to be able to brand yourself on a large level is to be around a large population of people, or a large crowd of people that has the same goal. Again, I had to, and I'm repeating this because I had to learn this myself, that has the same goal. There's no need for, and I just had a recent experience, and keep the relationship where it is. One thing I learned, you do not have to have a full relationship with people. And I know you're like, what? You don't have to have a full relationship with people. And that's something I'm coming to learn into this year. If it's business or artist relationship, that's it. I have with artists, all I have is a radio personality relationship with. That is how I am going to keep it. I stepped out of the box and went above and beyond for an artist or two. And at the end of the day, they became very, very big-headed and ungrateful. And not for nothing, it was Diva Spot, the 1000 Network, Denaya, the Independent Connect, who actually helped you get to where you're going. Because nobody knew you before us, boo-boo. You were still tweeting.
Right.
But it's okay. So if you have a relationship, a radio personality artist relationship, if you have, just keep the relationships where they are. Do yourself a favor and do not go outside of that relationship, because they're going to expect more of you, and they're going to expect for you to just ride or die for them. And at the end of the day, when we got together, it was business.
Yeah.
It takes years to respect a personal relationship. Me and Denaya, it's going on 4 years.
Yeah.
It's going on 4 years that me and Denaya has been knowing each other, and it took some time. I wanted to also say that, and then I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for you, Denaya, and then I'm going to go to Cara Blue, and we're going to go ahead and get up out of this thing. Denaya, you can go first, honey.
Oh, okay. Definitely, yeah. So, shout out to Diva Ebony B and everything that she's doing, and I can't wait to get back to Diva's side, because, oh my goodness, Women 21 Days is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm also co-hosting on this new show, which is called Infinity Wednesdays. It's on the DSR Network. It's on Talk Show. So we just launched last week. So it's going to be from 6 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you guys want to come out, you know, just hang out and say hi. You know, we have poetry going on. We got guests and, of course, topics, you know. So, but it's all about, I'm all about motivating and inspiring people. So anywhere I can do that at, I'm totally down. So, yeah, but y'all can follow me on Twitter at DanayaAzure. So it's Denaya Azure on Twitter, Facebook, and, you know, Instagram as well. So, and you can check out the website, www.denayaazure.com. And also make sure to stay tuned, because Next Legacy is coming back to radio on Live 365. It's going to be called Legacy Now. And so be sure to stay tuned so you can see the artists that we have that are rocking it out. And so there's going to be interviews on YouTube as well. So it's got a whole bunch of really dope things going on. So make sure you stay tuned to Next Legacy. That's www.nextlegacy.com. Shout out to I Am Brandon.
That's what's up. Cara Blue, go ahead and take it away, baby.
Hey, it's your girl, Cara Blue. You know, you can catch me on every Thursday on Girl Talk Thursday on Bless Your Thoughts show, 323-693-3021. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook under Cara Blue. And if you want all MP3 music to be played on air, please send it to teamnofilter@gmail.com. Please make sure you properly label your music. MP3s only. And also, make sure you add your Twitter name, because we do post music that comes from all different artists. So, yeah, see you guys there. We're live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And sometimes it's live on Saturday with those. So, and it was a great show, ladies. Great show.
Love you. You guys, make sure you keep... God first, family second, and career third. Stay tuned tomorrow for Take It All Off Tuesdays with Diva Ebony B on Diva Spot Radio. We out of here.
Bye.